Fade Down, Chic with Good Times. Got loads more great music coming up. And I've got my guest on the line at the moment. She is standing in for Tori, and it is Summer from the Brentwood Care Centre. So good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, Summer, we do normally talk to yourself, or normally we talk to Tori, who is the general manager there. And we do need to do a bit of a shout out. She's not very well at the moment, is she?
She's not, so I'd like to do a shout out and tell her we love her and we're missing her loads, but she's hoping to be back by our next interview, so that'd be amazing.
Yeah, get better soon if you are listening in, or if she's listening back on the listen again.
And also, Tori's dad usually listens in as well, John, so shout out to him and Finley and her family, so yeah.
Yeah, wishing you all the best, Tori, and hopefully you'll be back with us next week or the week after. Now, let's talk about things Brentwood Care Centre. You had the birthday cake competition, because you've got different homes all over the country, what home won it?
It was our Maidstone home, so they won it. It was a Skittles cake. You can actually see it on our social media, on Facebook for our RCH, the main page.
Mm-hmm.
So they won the competition, and it was an amazing cake. Just a shame I didn't actually get to try it in person, but it looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, all the cakes, to be fair, when I see all the cakes across our homes, it's of a really good standard, and I'd be happy with any of those cakes, and I'd be happy to eat any of those cakes, so yeah.
How many cakes were there in total, roughly, do you know?
8 cakes, I think, in total. So that's a lot of cake to get through, and I think they've all got different tiers on them as well. Like, I think some of them had 3 tiers, 2 tiers, all different flavours, so I would have enjoyed getting my way through that.
You've got lots of different people who stay with you, who are looked after, and sometimes we forget that, you know, just because somebody's older, you know, you don't sometimes often hear what they used to do when they were a lot younger. You were telling me a great bit of information earlier. It's National Storytelling Week, and you've actually got an author based at your home, haven't you?
Joan, she's absolutely amazing. So Joan is an author of children's books, and she writes children's poetry. So this morning we done a FaceTime call, because obviously we're in lockdown, with the children from Hopscotch Day Nursery, where Joan was reading the poems to the children. They was all up, you know, standing tall like a tree, and an aeroplane. It was fantastic, and it was really lovely to see. I've got 2 books here, so I've got Wiggly Words, poems for children, and then I've also got children's poems by Joan, and they're just amazing, really. I mean, all of our residents are amazing. They've all got a background story, and they've all lived an extraordinary, amazing lives. It's just tapping into that and finding out what residents like doing and what they like doing with their day.
So what have you got coming up?
Oh, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. We've had our, it was a Dignity Day yesterday. So what the residents did, they made a tree on each of our communities. So within our residential community, our dementia community and our nursing community. And on the tree, they've done what it means to them, or what dignity means to them, by on each leaf, it being from a resident. What we're going to be doing is posting that on Facebook. So all the activities that we do within the home go straight onto our social media.
When Tori's back, she's going to be chatting about the dementia strategy, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She's super excited. I did speak to her this morning, and she said, can you just let Michelle know that I'm going to be speaking about the impact that it has had on residents and reveal more about the strategy on air. I think it's 2 weeks' time, Michelle, isn't it?
Yes. How's everything been going with the vaccinations? Has that all taken place now?
Yeah, so we've had our vaccinations. We're waiting for our second lot of vaccinations, the boosters. So we're really lucky there, staff as well, and residents. Families are really happy about that. I just think it'd be nice when we're all out of this lockdown, and, I mean, define the word normal, but back to some sort of normality. The care team here and also the activity team, they're amazing, because we try to fill in those gaps within FaceTime, you know, WhatsApp calls, telephone calls, but it'd just be nice to see the home buzzing again with family members being able to come in and see their loved ones.
So great to talk to you, Summer. We'll talk to you again soon, and we will talk to Tori probably in about 2 weeks.
Lovely. That's amazing, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot. You take care, my love.
Take care. Thanks,
bye. Michelle. Bye.